Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is the very first commentary for August.
Well, that's a new one. We're now having a updating on monthly. But anyway, you know, I've been watching the news, and I've been watching events. We all have. But I'm worried that there's something more. I'm worried that there's something more sinister afoot. And I say that because the news media in this country is in absolute lockstep to the words, in other words, to the phrases that they use on all the issues. And, you know, they were in lockstep on COVID. It turns out much of what was said was false and actually quite harmful to a lot of people. They were in lockstep when it came to the way that we got out of Afghanistan. They actually gave that, while they were a little bit critical, they dropped that hot potato as quickly as they could. and now most recently on Hunter Biden and the Russia hoax. If you'll recall, the Russia hoax, the media was in lockstep. Now, and then the media before the election was in lockstep that it was a Russia hoax on the laptop. And now you have the media saying that a recession isn't really a recession, and they changed the words, and now they're not even saying the word gay. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. They don't say gay anymore when they talk about monkeypox. They want to change that word, monkeypox, because it's easy to remember. They want to come up with some scientific name, but they say this that monkeypox affects the population of men having sex with men. They don't say gay. They say men having sex with men. I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but every one of them now has reframed all of a sudden. After years of using the word gay, they now don't use the word gay. And I'm not saying that that's good or bad. I'm just talking about the lockstep nature of how the media works. And I have to ask myself, when you look at all of the different things that they're in lockstep about, they're all not just left, they are not just far left, but they're also dishonest. They just don't care anymore about their own integrity. And Michael, you have to ask yourself, what's behind all that? And I've been reading some information about how insinuated the Communist Chinese Party has become in our businesses, in our unions, in Hollywood, in sports, and I'm concerned that the Communist Chinese Party has now become insinuated in our media. To the point where our media acts pretty much like the media in China itself, and that's a big concern. And I see now over the weekend where they're claiming that the Democrats are now ahead of Republicans in the generic vote for Congress. That doesn't make any sense to me at all, none. And so what I'm concerned about is that they're trying to set the public up again for some more shenanigans and perhaps just outright cheating in the November election. We'll have to see, but it makes zero sense to me that the American public is so ignorant that they would give the Democrats any credit for anything good when you look at all the things that are happening bad, and you have to figure out which party to lay all that blame on, there's no legitimate way to blame Republicans who have no power.
And that's our commentary for today.